Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home, and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Welcome to a very special vanilla-soaked, lilac-strewn, aldehyde-infused episode of Fat Mascara. This is a very special episode
it's
today.
It's a sexy episode.
Very sexy. We have a very special guest today, my friends. Fucking Chandler Burr is in the house. Woo-hoo! Feared, revered, and just like adorable, Chandler Burr.
Fragrance expert and former scent critic from the New York Times.
Yeah, I mean, Chandler has graced this room with his presence, and we all smell better for it.
We're going to be talking about Dr. Pimple Popper.
We're talking about Korean beauty, the skincare, makeup, all of that jazz. I mean, if Korean beauty has absolutely just taken over the globe. And we're going to be talking about intentionally charged products.
I'm so curious about this.
It's kind of a new agey moment here. If I had some chimes, I would like play them.
Cue sound of chimes.
Jen, how was your week? I feel like I know you've been a little under the weather.
I have the bronchitis.
The bronchitis.
Yeah, excuse my voice. That's why I sound like this.
I'm very sultry.
But you've been very busy this week.
I've been like hustling this week.
Yeah, you represented Fat Mascara at what panel was it?
Well, I was doing double duty. I was Cosmopolitan, where I work as the deputy beauty editor, and also representing Fat Mascara at the Korea Society talking about K-beauty.
Nice.
Now, K-beauty, for those of you who don't know, is the Korean beauty trend that's very big.
It's everything. It's all the skincare, cosmetics, everything coming from Korea. You've probably noticed this in your local Sephora.
Yeah, I mean, if you go on Sephora.com, they actually have like a Korean beauty section.
And then there's Peach and Lily and all the stores online that are just focused on K-beauty.
Yes, Alicia Yoon, who is the founder of Peach and Lily, which is that K-beauty store, online store, she was there. She was on the panel. She Yeah, she was fantastic. But K-beauty encompasses everything from like very cool skincare. And Korea is really where a lot of hot skincare trends have started, like sheet masks, like those weird papery thin masks that people put on and take selfies of, like watery gel-like moisturizers that, you know, have been knocked off by every kind of company. Facial essences sound so mysterious and magical.
Dinosaur makeup.
What is dinosaur makeup?
Well, there's Dinoplats. There's the K-beauty cosmetics. Just like quirky
weird
characters
stuff
in their cosmetics. So what, did you learn anything new on the panel from the other panelists?
So I spoke about it from an editorial point of view, like why readers are interested in K-beauty, you know, how it affects our coverage, blah, blah, blah. But I actually learned so much. I was sitting there in the chair with my mouth open like, oh, that's so interesting.
Glad you're the expert.
Yeah, exactly. One of the things that I thought was so cool but also kind of scary was that K-beauty really comes from this culture in Korea of like skin perfection obsession. And I knew that to a degree because all of these companies are coming. They wouldn't be able to exist without the demand for them.
Yeah.
But hearing Alicia talk about this, and the other panelists were great as well, it was just almost a little scary. Like the objective is to make your skin look like how it looked when you were 11 years old, before the acne kicked in, before any sunspots.
Baby skin.
Baby skin. Like, you should be able to see through the skin. And one of the panelists said, you know, she goes to the dermatologist and she said, you know, my skin is still cloudy, and the derm says there's nothing wrong with your skin. No, but it just, like, she almost can't find a word for it because they want something that, like, doesn't exist. And it kind of freaked me out because I don't know of a product, I don't even know of a procedure that can give that back to you.
It's a time machine, right? I mean, you know what's funny? I traveled to Korea last year for work to interview some beauty experts and shop in all the road shops where they sell all these crazy products. And it really struck me that the homogenous look that is in there of just translucent, beautiful skin like that. So
what if
much
you don't
so,
have trans?
I know.
Do they kick you to the curb? Do you sit in a shed?
You go to the plastic surgery place. Like, look at, like, the K-pop stars. They would, it's almost like McDonald's. I went in one of the plastic surgery offices and they have the looks up on a board. Like, you pick it from. It's very different from America in that we all want to be an individual. And I think there's nothing against that here. But in Korea, it's more like you want to be part of the group. And it's just a different culture. I remember this one product, which is the epitome of what you're talking about.
What was it?
It was called Golden Ratio Powder.
Oh, my God. I'm having, like, geometry flashbacks. This is, like, demented.
Is it what you think it is? What do you think Golden Ratio Powder
would
be?
Golden Ratio, I remember, was... Wait, does that have to do with the Pythagorean theorem?
It might have. It was, I guess the planes of your face have to line up to a perfect ratio of like 3-2-1 or something, and that is beauty. In science, it's in flowers with the petals always have the golden ratio. I forget what the numbers are. But so this powder, the goal of it was to give your face the look of the golden ratio.
Oh,
so it was like
God.
Contouring and highlighting powder,
Did
more
you
or
buy
less.
This?
Of course I bought it.
Oh my God. Do you have any left? I have a DVA
deceptive. I actually do have some back at the you can use golden ratio powder to fix your deviated septum.
Insurance doesn't cover that shit anymore, you know.
Okay, sorry. Okay. But you can use it. It's got like a contour powder, a highlight powder. But the goal wasn't like it is in America, which is, oh, you know, I might want to fix my deviated septum with a little contour powder. It was more like, I will look like the golden ratio.
Wow.
And I kind of agree with you. It that scares me, but that said, some of those products are damn good.
Oh, the essences, like those weird little face masks that look like cats and bunnies. Like, I mean, yeah, they're doing something right. It's just like, you have to realize you're not going to look like you're 12 after putting on the bunny mask.
But I can still have my too cool for school, like, face mask and my dinosaur lip balm.
Oh, that's the name of the brand, right? The
Dinoplats.
Dinoplats. Yeah. I mean, all for K Beauty. Just manage your expectations. Jen, do you read Goop?
Who doesn't read Goop, Jess?
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I was poking around on Goop and I saw this article that caught my eye. And at first I had a little bit of an eye roll. It was about intentionally charged products. People are like praying over products, like small brands, blessing them with mantras, playing music as they create them. Now, I thought that I went to this facialist for a long time, maybe 7 years ago, and she gave me this little tub of something, and she was like, it's charged with good energy. And I was like, what are you talking about? But I would follow this woman off a bridge. She was so good. And she said, you know, it's the woman who creates it is very, good energy, and she infuses love and care. And it was a very mediocre product, but I enjoyed using it. And I felt like I needed to ask an authority about this. I mean, the article is fantastic. If you have a chance, look on Goop, and we'll probably put a link to it on our website. Check out under episodes. Please go to fatmascara.com. Check it out. But there is this whole movement right now about these products, and Sheva Rose, if you know who she is, she's a leader in this.
She prays over her products.
Let's relax for a moment.
Okay.
She's very big in the new age scene. She has a line of products that also are intentionally charged. And I said, what is the deal with this? You know, it's kind of a vague definition, but she said, these are high vibrational products. And it refers to when the environment and the person making it, or the items, is in tune with the source or light.
Okay, I was really, really skeptical. But you made me think of something, which is when I'm cooking, and if I don't cook, quote unquote, with love, my boyfriend's like, that tastes like crap. Like, I feel like you have to go into the cooking with a good, positive vibe. Like, if you have bad energy, it gets into the food. So, and you know,
you're totally right.
I'm the biggest skeptic. But is that what she's saying? Like, you have to go into making a product with good energy, or else the bad energy is getting into your product?
Correct. Like, you have to go
in. I came into this thinking I was going to hate everything you were about to say, but I kind of get that. But you know, my dermatologist is out there rolling her eyes, being like, that is a bunch of BS.
But I think, okay, let's say the folks at, because at first I was thinking, okay, so this only applies to people who are, you know, handcrafting their waxy, you know, body balms in Brooklyn, making five at a time.
During a full moon,
howling in their, you know, weird, Mara Hoffman dresses. Love you, Mara Hoffman, but you know what I mean. So this is what I was picturing, but let's say the folks at the big brands are playing music, or they're giving a special blessing.
Oh my God.
It could be the same thing.
So Sheva wants makers of products to be putting good vibes into it.
Exactly.
When they're making it.
And I think, you know, at first I thought, is this a little bit of hippie woo-woo? Sheva Rose has her own line. The Goop article mentioned this brand called Sadashi Demamiel. But I really thought, you know what, I thought about how I felt when I was using my friend Soli's products, the ones that she gave me after the facial. So much about beauty is about believing that it's working.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you believe that something's working, and the more you make a ritual out of it, the more you're going to use it. So it actually might work better if you're using something consistently. So it's kind of like this weird little trick.
Even if you're using it consistently because you think, oh, it's charged, so it works, there's a placebo effect in that it actually will work.
Correct.
It
actually
might
be
more. You're not trying to tell me moon dust is in there with the special spiritual vibes, but it's in the user to make it work.
Correct. And if you're using something more often, it's going to be and regularly, because you think it's charged with positive vibes and you feel good when you're using it. It's going to be more efficacious if you're using it two times a day than if you're hopscotching around, you know, using all these different things.
That I'll get on board with.
And
but
yes,
I don't think that's what Sheva's thinking.
This is my own really little kooky dooky theory.
I like your theory better than their theory, which is that, you know, putting the vibes in while they're mixing up the oils is the reason it works.
Right. And then the other thing is, if it just makes you feel good, I felt for 2 weeks when
ain't
I
no
used
harm
so
in that.
Exactly. So much of beauty is really enjoying what you're using. So at first I rolled my eyes a bit, and then I'm like, you know what? I think I need something intentionally charged in my cabinet. So Jen has like this cool new segment that she wants to introduce, and it's
don't put it all on me.
Sorry,
guys, I'm not sure about this segment yet. Here's the thing, like the part our jobs have weird, gross sides to them, like under like acne, all the things about beauty that just aren't beautiful.
It's not always so glamorous.
Maybe that's what we should call this new segment. We want to share with you the stuff that is not the most glamorous part of beauty, but it's what we're interested in.
Yeah, like we're not all like, you know, always like going to like fancy like events. Sometimes it's just about like getting rid of dead skin and like nasty, gross shit.
So presenting our new segment, which apparently is called Getting Rid of Dead Skin. No, it needs a better name. And that's where we're going to go to you guys.
So can you please help us?
Just tweet us at Fat Mascara, email us info@fatmascara.com, and let us know what to call the segment, which we're about to do, which is some really gross stuff that I'm going to talk about.
Really gross stuff. Hashtag really gross stuff.
Jess, I read the most fascinating article in New York Magazine last week, 2 weeks ago, about Dr. Pimple Popper. Are you familiar?
I am like too familiar. We have an article in April Cosmo right now, and it's called What Are You Watching? And fabulous Nicole Catanese wrote it, and it's about Dr. Pimple Popper. I edited that article. I worked with Nicole on it. I'm sorry, I could not watch more than like the first 10 seconds.
Well, okay, so for people who don't know, yeah, we should tell
it's
them.
Nasty.
You're already not into this segment.
No, I'm sorry.
Then. Okay, so I read the article, and I knew that this existed because my best friend Jessica, also a Jessica, shout out.
Jessica.
She is really into popping pimples. So she follows this dermatologist in California.
Wait, her own pimples?
Hers, other people's, it doesn't matter. And she follows this dermatologist on YouTube who got famous and made a name for herself by posting videos of her excisions and her poppings. I don't think poppings is the dermatological word. There's like a science-y word for it. And she found when she posted them on YouTube, people are fascinated. They want to watch like a blackhead come out or a pimple or a cyst.
I like squeezing my own blackheads in like a, you know, 100 magnification mirror, but like by myself, like at 11:30 at night.
But you do find pleasure in that in a way. Or what do you find in it actually?
Like a sense of satisfaction.
Totally.
Like just like, you know, oh my God, like I'm just this much less gross now.
Or isn't there a sense of surprise, too, which is what they touched upon when they were talking to her? Like, people are just like, oh, will it or won't it be a rewarding session of pimple popping? Which I've sometimes had that experience where you just, like, they tell you not to pop, and you're just like, well, it's happening, people, so just deal with it. And you get a squirter, and you're like, woo! I know, it's so gross.
That, too.
Well, this is giving me an idea. You need to watch one, because how do we even talk about this without you seeing one? I'm gonna queue it up right here.
Put your fucking phone down.
I've queued up. This is Dr. Pimple Popper's YouTube channel. I've queued up. The name of this video is "Don't Miss These Huge Blackhead Extractions in Quote Unquote the Fireman." But why don't you tell everybody how many views does this have?
Oh my God, 3,348,800.
You've never seen these, right?
I've never said a number like that out loud.
Okay, but you've never seen these videos. Let's see what
over
happens.
Over 3 million.
Okay, so this is a blackhead extraction video.
All right.
Not so how bad just yet. He has bad skin, poor guy.
Not really painful for you, huh? Not really at all. My gosh, trooper.
This is all right, very porny.
I'm just gonna put a little. I'm gonna get this one on his nose because it's looking at me right back here.
Oh.
Let's see how he handles that one.
It's hard. It's very stubborn blackhead. Looks like a
oh,
mole.
She's got a little extractor. It's like a loop. She's just pressing.
Six. All right,
oh, we got the close-up view.
Here it comes.
Oh. Oh my God.
Whoa.
Oh,
what is that?
Oh my God.
What is that?
It was like an inch long.
We're gonna soften that one up a little. We get to see you again.
She is a sick puppy.
Oh, there's more.
Oh my God, there are blackheads behind his ears.
Oh, what is that?
It came out like a fucking curling ribbon. Oh my God.
Can you see this one? Right here, look at that.
Yeah, it's terrible, isn't it?
No, it's not.
She's like dirty talking.
Oh my God.
This is not for me. This is not a channel for me.
Tell me, like, what are you feeling right now?
Like,
we need to get to the bottom of this. Like, why are people watching?
My chest feels like there's air in it, like I can't feel my boobs. It's almost like after you get off of like a shitty roller coaster at Great Adventure and you're like, why did we even do that? Yeah. You couldn't pay me to go back on. But you're totally going to go on like the like annihilator the next time you go to Great Adventure.
So are you going to start following Dr. Pimple Popper?
Only if you're there.
Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara. Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Aloe Moves. Go to aloemoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Chandler Burr.
Yes.
You are a journalist, an author, and a museum curator.
I am.
And you're writing on the fragrance and perfume industry. They're sort of the same thing, right? The fragrance industry, I can just say, yeah. Is sort of legendary, at least among beauty nerds like myself and Jen. Yes. So we're thrilled to have you here. For our listeners, I wanted to give you an idea of why we love him. Jen is going to share a snippet.
I'm doing a reading.
A dramatic reading. Yes. Of one of your reviews that you wrote when you were the scent critic for the New York Times.
Oh, great.
Okay,
take
so
it
this
away.
This is about a celebrity fragrance that launched in 2009. I'll leave it at that. On smelling it, one is aware, if not actively afraid, of the possibility of diabetic shock. Its scent is reminiscent of a teenage girl in a summer halter top strolling on a Jersey Shore boardwalk that bathes her in its smells, hot cotton candy, sticky saltwater taffy, and a whiff of Mega Hold hair gel heating in the sun. How was that? Was it good?
I would buy that, and I am from New Jersey.
Do you remember writing that?
I remember writing it. I actually don't remember which perfume it's about, but I remember that the hair gel, and I remember I actually liked the perfume.
Yeah, nice. And actually, the whole
it's fun.
Critique
it's
as a whole fun. Was not overly negative, but...
It's cinematic. I love it. How did you get into this industry?
I see several things on the board saying, oh, I'm so sick of Burr's origin story. Well, okay, this is my.
I didn't ever had an like, origin yeah, story. That sounds so dramatic.
You know, this is my because it's strange. I mean, it's just strange. I have a master's degree in international economic trade theory, Ricardian trade theory, and Japanese political economy. But that's what my. I'm an Asianist by training. Mm-hmm. I'm an economist, and I was standing in the Gare du Nord, January 3rd, 1998. Going to London to do actually a piece for U.S. News & World Report, and I started talking to this guy. and he's French-Italian, scientist, Luca Turin, biologist.
Oh, my gosh.
And
I actually don't know this story, though.
Really?
I mean, I know
this
Luca Turin.
This is so cool.
Yeah. Okay.
And Luca Turin is...
And Luca Turin was... I started talking to him. We got on the train, and he said, what do you do? I said, well, I'm a writer. I write for U.S. News. I write for The Atlantic. He said, oh, I love The Atlantic. And I said, well, what do you do? And he said, I'm a scientist, and I research smell. And I thought, well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. So we got on the train. We went to our seats. We threw our stuff in the seats. We met in the cafe car. And we actually stood the 3 hours and 15 minutes during which we went to London. And he talked. I asked him, you know, I would ask him a question every now and then. And he just talked. Mm-hmm. And I was taking mental notes. And we literally got off the train in London. I said, I'm going to write a book about you.
I was just going to say, this became a book.
This became
the
Emperor's
Scent. And you actually knew at that time, this is a book.
Yes. It was.
Did you know anything about the industry? Did you know who he was?
No. I knew nothing about smell. I knew nothing about the industry. I didn't know anything about you know, scent. I certainly didn't know anything about perfume. And I wasn't interested in perfume at all in any active way. Here's a very strange thing. I had been sort of bathed in perfume throughout my, basically from about 10 to 17. And the reason was, but I never consciously, my parents had a very good friend.
Where did you grow up?
In Washington, D.C., in Bethesda. So I had a very good friend who was this crazy French woman named Terry Rowe. And she had a French perfumery, and it was in Georgetown. And it was very chic, and it was very this and very that. And she, of course, was constantly on the edge of bankruptcy. And she only wore white, and she drove around in this big white car, this big white gas guzzler from the 1960s, Cadillac. And she had this guy who she called Petit, who was an American, uh-huh. who sort of was her slave. It was really weird. And nobody understood it. Like, I think he was a drug addict. She'd rehabbed him or something. But basically, he was her servant.
You uh-huh. need friends like this.
And she had this little stupid white poodle. And it was just a whole sort of eccentric
She's
French.
Like a cliche, a walking cliche.
Did you tell Luca about her?
I don't think so.
Oh, he needs to know. Go
no,
on.
She had, you know, she had one of these perfume. Of course, she had a perfume store.
Yeah.
So every Christmas, of course, you know, 85% of all perfume is sold during the Christmas season, right? So she had these mobs of people coming in, and from the age of 10, I don't know. I would help. I'm sure it was completely illegal, but I would help out. And I started to help
so you,
out in the back.
You worked in a perfumery.
I worked
as a
in a
child.
Perfumery.
You were a child
I was a
perfumer.
Slave labor in a perfumery, in a French perfumery. No, I mean, I would help out in the back and I would, you know, bring things. And then as I grew older, I think when I was 14, then I started actually selling, which was actually, come to think of it, probably also illegal, but whatever. She paid me, you know, under the table, obviously, in cash. And so I knew all these perfumes, and I knew all these Guerlains, and I knew opium, and I knew, and I mean, when I say knew, I had smelled it 1,000 times, and I would wear these things, and my favorite perfume was Quartz by Molyneux, and you can't find it anymore, and it's gone.
I don't know that fragrance.
And she said Peach Blossom, and I'm sure that that's bullshit, because...
Now that you know.
Well, yes, I've never heard of an absolute Peach Blossom, and she, of course... You know, did the same thing that everybody in the industry does. Oh, it's an absolute peach, but yeah, well, whatever.
Yeah.
And, but it was, it's one, but you know, it was probably, what is it, aldehyde C17. And
this is the molecule you're guessing now in retrospect that made that
I'm
peach
I'm guessing
smell.
That it was. I may be mistaken, it may be C14, but I think it's 17 that's really the peach.
I have to say that wasn't on the tip of my tongue, but I'm going to agree with
well,
you.
Well, you know, I actually should know these things.
But all of these things you learned, like, for example, these molecules that most people don't realize are what they're smelling when they smell peach in a scent. You
exactly.
learned this... From when you then you did a book on Luca?
I did a book on Luca, but it was not going to be anything about perfume. I didn't want to do perfume because I'm gay. And it's a super gay guy thing to do. And I felt like I was like, fuck.
Fight the cliche.
No.
Yeah. Well, let's give you the opportunity to answer the critics in that you can tell them now what they're doing right. Like these days, the fragrance industry has changed a lot since you were the critic
right.
at the Times. What do you think is going right with the industry right now?
There is a Van Gogh and a Satie and a Frank Lloyd Wright, etc., of this medium.
Yeah.
And their names are Dominique Ropion and Kelly's Becker and Sophia Grossman. And they're extraordinary.
And the
people
more
need
we
to
know that there's a person and an artist behind
yes.
this, the better it
yeah.
is, what
yes.
you're saying. So
You love so that the right? perfumers are coming to the forefront of yes. the industry, and that's great.
But I brought you guys some show and tell.
Oh, my
and
God.
And this is the first piece. So this is the... What are you looking? You describe it. You describe
we're
it.
We're looking at a compendium of scents. They're like bigger than samples. They're small vials in colors ranging from clear to electric lime green to amber. And it says The Art of Scent by Chandler Burr from 1889 through 2012.
This is like a museum exhibition and
it's,
book.
Oh my it God.
Is. This it's, is the museum yes, catalog, the exhibition catalog for...
I didn't know you did a catalog. And so this is like the Renoir, the Picasso,
yes.
we've got Starry Night, but of perfume.
Yes.
You're truly treating perfume over the last 125 years like art.
Absolutely.
With this.
Osmond Younan, which I think is the last, which
oh
is
God,
the
God,
next
Drakkar
to last.
Noir is in Drakkar there?
Noir. I mean, Drakkar Noir is one of the greatest.
What is this principle? Please, here's what I think its principle is. Making out with Steve Suzuki in the bathroom at Ben Salem High School.
Shout out Steve Suzuki.
Steve Suzuki.
Are you listening?
No, a lot of guys that I grew up with, that was like their...
Yeah.
Really?
But yeah, what does it represent to you? Why is it in here?
It is absolutely one of the greatest works in any medium.
Oh my God, if
of,
I feel it right now, it's going to bring me way back.
Oh, it'll
Don't
bring,
try to
oh,
make out
absolutely.
With me, Jen. I know I look good today.
Industrialism.
Industrialist art chose to use industrialist components in every medium, by the way. In music, it would be, you know.
Oh
the,
my
the
God.
Sound. Is that amazing?
I got to get a whiff of Jen.
No, it reminds me of like
oh,
middle school
oh my
makeup
God.
Sessions. Which is
but
so hard.
I have
the lovely
the
perfume.
Thing about your car. I just have to say, I feel like if you slap like a,
oh
I know you may
God.
Have like you know some feelings about this term, but like a niche label on
right,
your car,
right.
everyone would be like, oh my God, it's so fabulous. But like people have a giggle about your car.
Look, it's the same way. If you play somebody a piece of music and you say, well, that's Chopin, then you know. But it could
Correct.
Be something written by some like piano nerd, and it's always the packaging that's
yeah,
going to influence
yeah.
us.
But your car is good. Like, that's my point. Like,
your car is a bad fragrance.
It's a good scent.
It's a fantastic scent.
Yeah, it's very good.
On a technical level, it's perfect. And it was Pierre Varnier who created it. But the reason that it's a magnificent work, perhaps the ultimate work of industrialism, is that he put, Pierre, put at its center a molecule called dihydromercinol, which had been created in a laboratory at Procter & Gamble in order to scent laundry detergent. Right?
I just want to repeat what you said. On a technical level, Drakkar Noir is perfect.
Which is astounding. As a matter of fact,
that's like
almost
everyone
all
can take
of these
home.
Are.
Steve Suzuki would agree.
Yeah.
Light blue is in here. Light blue.
Oh, don't
Tony,
well, everyone loves
blue.
That.
Women,
I mean,
Dolce
like
Gabbana,
yeah.
Olivier Cresp, one of the greatest olfactory artists, again, of the late 20th, early 21st centuries. It is perfect. Its construction is flawless.
Yeah.
And Angel's
yeah,
in here.
Yeah, Angel
is. Surrealism.
Yeah. You told me that
it's
once.
Absolutely
yeah.
surrealism. It takes everything from, you know, all these ideas of finding
like
truth
warping
through
the...
incoherence and an excess of imagination. And it's not real. It's surreal.
Wow.
It is like chocolate on acid.
It's chocolate on acid.
So each of these perfumes in this exhibition is a type of art form, and you've done the whole book that goes along with it, just like we're at the Met and looking at a Dali.
It's unbelievable.
And each represents a different
aesthetic.
Oh,
so the
school.
Angel is the Dali, isn't it then? Because it's surreal.
Yeah,
so
it's part
cool.
of surrealism.
So tell me, we're talking about some of the ingredients here.
Right.
Let's just talk about smell, not fragrance. What are some of, like, what smells intrigue you?
You know what I think is absolutely amazing smell? Is the smell, for me, I'm gay, so for me, it's the smell of a man's breath. When I remember when I was 14, 15, 16, when I first started, you know, you start kissing,
mm-hmm.
well, I guess three of us start kissing boys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't like the way a guy smells...
You're kind of screwed.
Oh, yes. No, there's no way. You are out of there.
Yeah.
You know, smokers, mustaches, and breath or body smell that doesn't work. Those are they're absolute immediate deal breakers. And you know what? I remember making out with this guy. I remember kissing this guy. And his name was, I think it was Derek.
Was it Steve Suzuki?
It was Steve Suzuki. It was. No, it was actually Derek Kim, believe it or not. So
okay.
Two Asian guys.
Shout out Derek Kim.
Shout out to the Asian boys. And Derek, and I remember the smell of his breath, and it was the most wonderful thing in the
good
world.
Way, yeah.
It was completely touched by any kind of gum or liquid, you know, or wash light. Or anything. And it was just this wonderful warm, it was like a warm summer breeze off the Mediterranean. And it, well, it was just melting.
Yeah, that's like what all the fragrance companies are hoping you'll write about them.
Yeah.
A warm summer breeze.
Yeah, it was extraordinary. And that's, sounds, I lovely. Think, very, very important. The smell of someone's body. And I wrote a novel called You or Someone Like You. Mm-hmm. And it's about a woman who lives in space of various things. Etienne loved the title, and he actually said, look, can I protect this? Can I legally protect this? This is the name of a perfume. I'd love to do a perfume with you. Would you create a direct one, choose your perfumer, and let's put out a perfume? So my perfume is coming out.
Oh, and this is exciting news.
And you guys are the first.
Wait, as you're talking,
we're
going to
get
like,
the first whiff.
You're literally the first people. And this is, if we change this, I will be very surprised. This is going to be, now I'm not putting it on me. This is what it is.
Wait, okay, we're going to smell Chandler's wrist.
Okay, so smell my wrist. And this is
Jen just had a whiff. Gosh. Okay, ready?
It's about 3 years more. Old.
Oh my God, it's beautiful.
So can you
it's
guys.
It's very soft and lovely.
Would you mind putting it on?
I thought it was going to be like way more crazy and intense. It's just soft and beautiful.
I went to Caroline Sabasa-Chivadon, who I admire hugely, who's done extraordinary work. And I said, I want to work with you on this. And this is probably the culmination of almost a year of Caroline and me working together.
So are you going to sell this fabulous
thing? Yeah, it's coming out later 2016.
That's pretty
wonderful.
Cool.
We're so happy for you.
I'm thrilled. Thank you.
You are doing everything right in the fragrance industry. You make it like a smarter, cooler place.
Chandler,
very cool.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much. Such a pleasure.
It's great.
And if people want to read things you've wrote, found your new work, find out what's going on, where can we find you online?
Well, Lucky Scent has the catalog.
Mm-hmm. LuckyScent.com.
A certain number left. They haven't told me how many are left, but they have them. You know, the books obviously are online. And the perfume is coming out in late 2016.
Awesome. Cool. Well, it smells fantastic.
Thank you.
Cool. Thanks, Chandler.
Thanks, guys.
Jess, doesn't it feel like sometimes we're just talking out into the ether as very one-sided? I want to get to know our listeners some more.
I know. I feel like I'm shouting into a well.
If you're out there, you should definitely email us. We're at info@fatmascara.com.
Or you can tweet us at fatmascara.
That's our handle for Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat and everything.
Yeah, please follow us and just like let us know what you think. We want to know.